Another reminder today that U.S. military forces still have work to do in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says Army Green Berets found and raided a compound of holdout Taliban fighters north of Kandahar. A dozen or more Taliban fighters were reported killed in the action. One U.S. soldier was wounded. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The action overnight is the first reported ground combat involving U.S. forces in Afghanistan since Sergeant First Class Nathan Chapman was killed in a clash in eastern Afghanistan on January 4th. The Taliban or Al-Qaeda fighters still holed up in Afghanistan have mostly been keeping to themselves, but U.S. troops are hunting them down. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says U.S. Army Green Berets identified what he called Taliban leadership and carried out a raid on their location.
Our forces attacked two compounds and detained 27 individuals. There were enemy forces killed in this action, and one U.S. Special Forces soldier was slightly injured.
The soldier, Myers said, was hit in the ankle by enemy fire during the shootout and was then evacuated for medical treatment. Pentagon officials would not elaborate on who exactly was taken into custody following the raid, though they say there were indications that the forces in the compound were Taliban leaders, not foot soldiers.
We initially thought, the initial word I think that was put out said Al-Qaeda leadership. And I think once the compound was raided, found that it was mostly of Taliban nature.
Meaning they were local Afghan fighters as opposed to the Arab volunteers who fought with Osama bin Laden's forces. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said over and over that the war in Afghanistan has not been won, that it's still dangerous there, and that the Al-Qaeda and Taliban forces there have not been entirely subdued.
There are unquestionably pockets of them, and in some cases not small pockets. And they are able to move around the country in some narrow, confined areas in the mountains. They are able to hide, and as we find them, we're engaging in direct action, either alone or with coalition forces or with Afghan forces. And we're doing it systematically, and I think you can expect that it will continue for some period of time.
Which means, Rumsfeld said, that U.S. military forces will need to stay in Afghanistan for a while longer. You can't do this from Chicago, he said. Another reason for maintaining the U.S. military presence there, he said, is to support the interim Afghanistan government, now struggling to deal with warlord rivalries and banditry around the country. We want to do what's appropriate, Rumsfeld said, to help them get through what is clearly a difficult period. The secretary also defended once again the detention of the alleged Taliban and Al-Qaeda combatants at the U.S. Navy base in Guantanamo, Cuba. Rumsfeld said representatives from the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, have been in, quote, fairly continuous discussions, unquote, with the detainees at the base. Rumsfeld acknowledged that he has ordered that no more detainees be moved to Guantanamo, for the time being at least, but he said the decision reflected his own judgment that the Guantanamo facility was near capacity and was not a response to any ICRC complaints about the conditions there.
I had not heard of any concerns by the ICRC when I made the decision to discontinue the flights until the more construction took place.
Pentagon officials say there are plans to build additional cells at the facility. Rumsfeld also said a legal decision is forthcoming on whether the Guantanamo detainees will be considered prisoners of war or unlawful combatants. One option is to have a tribunal make that determination. The distinction can be key. POWs can normally be held for the duration of a conflict, while unlawful combatants would eventually need to be charged or else released. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.